Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week. And in the fifth Aliyah of Parshat Bamidbar, we have 26 psukim. In this Aliyah, the males of Shevet Levi are counted. They are counted from the age of 1 month and older. Then the Aliyah continues with the listing of the jobs of the Levi families and where they are supposed to dwell. We hear about the Gershon family, the Kehat family, and the Merari family, and the Aliyah ends by telling us that 22,000 Levi'im who were not firstborn are counted. The number of all Levi'im, including firstborn Levi'im, was 22,300. Once again, in our Aliyah, the Torah tells us that Moshe counted all of the Levi'im from the age of 1 month and older. The Torah says in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tet Zayin, Vayifkod Otam Moshe Al Pi Hashem Ka'asher Tzuva. Moshe counted the Levi'im as he was commanded. Now, at first glance, there are a few extra words in the pasuk. Why does the Torah say Vayifkod Otam Moshe Al Pi Hashem Kasher Tzuva? Why not just say Vayifkod Otam Moshe Kasher Tzuva? Why does the Torah need to say Al Pi Hashem? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, is bothered by this question as well, and he says the following as an answer based on the Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash says that counting little babies, nursing infants, anybody who is 1 month or older, it's not the most simple task for Moshe Rabbeinu. So he said to Hashem, how can I just walk into people's tents and count everyone? Mothers are nursing, people are changing, whatever it is, I can't just walk in and count them. And the Medrash says that Hashem responded to Moshe, Asei ata shelcha, va'ani e'eseh sheli. You do what you need to do, and I, says Hashem, I will do what I need to do. So Moshe went to the various tents, he stood outside the tents, and a baskol, a heavenly voice, would call out and say, there are two infants in this tent, there are three in that tent, whatever it is. And that, says Rashi, is why the Torah said that the count was done al pi Hashem. Hashem helped, so to speak, in the counting of the Levim. However, one can ask the following question on the Medrash that Rashi quoted. If that is true, if it is true that the infant Levi'im were counted by Hashem and not by Moshe, then you've explained why the Pasuk says Al Pi Hashem. But what about the rest of the Pasuk? It's not entirely true to say Vayifkod Otam Moshe, that Moshe counted them. It's also not entirely true to say that he counted them Kasher Tzuva. He counted them as he was commanded. He did not count all of the Levi'im, and he did not count them as he was commanded. The Pasuk does not seem to make sense. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, who died in 1978, the Mirror Rosh Yeshiva, he asks this question in his Sichos Musar in a few places. He asks it in Ma'amar Hey, beginning on page 20 in the newer editions of the Sichos Musar. He asks it in Ma'amar Tzaritet and elsewhere. He asks this question and he gives the following most beautiful answer, says the Sichos Musar. For Moshe to walk into people's tents while they were there with their babies, that would be something that would lack derech eretz, something that would really be wrong. It would not be modest. It would not be comfortable. It would not be appropriate for the people in the tents. It would not be menschlichkeit. And therefore, it is impossible for Hashem's command to be understood in the simple way. Just impossible. Hashem would never have commanded Moshe to do something that would be wrong. We must not be understanding Hashem's instructions to Moshe properly. It cannot be that Hashem told Moshe to act improperly, and so the pasuk must be understood differently. Using the Sichos Musar's words, he says, Midat derech eretz milamedet umichavenet lehavin et ritzon Hashem. The midah of derech eretz is what teaches us and directs us, it guides us how to understand the will of Hashem, and therefore it is completely true to say, Vayifkod Otam Moshe Al Pi Hashem Kasher Tzuva. Moshe did count the levim exactly as he was commanded by waiting outside and having the baskol tell him how many infants were in each tent. Now this is, of course, a very dangerous idea to convey. It does not mean that each one of us can explain the Torah any way we want just because it doesn't sit right with us. Chas v'shalom. But Moshe Rabbeinu could. Moshe Rabbeinu did understand the inner workings of what Hashem wanted, and he understood that Derech Eretz is what Hashem wants from us. And this all teaches us a valuable lesson about the Torah and about the value that Torah places on Derech Eretz. Have an amazing day, everyone.